Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Meyachad Ichsiv, Al Damo Oshem, V'yamokim Damo Oshem. Now that the Pesukim say clearly, where's the Mokim, where do you put the Shemin? That the Shemin goes, Mamish, on the same place we put the Dam of the Yoshem on the Mitzvah. If Oksiv Yimonis Pidam, and it says the word Yimonis on the, by the blood, Al Boyin Yad HaYimonis, for Al Boyin Ragli HaYimonis. It says clearly that where we put the Dam Oshem on the Mitzvah, on his right thumb of the fingers and of the right thumb of the feet. If so, Ksivi Bishem the Mitzvah, Oshir V'Oni. If so, Lomeli. How can the Pesuk have to say also second time when you put the Shemun on the Mitzvah in both Pashas, whether the Mitzvah is an Oshir or an Oni? It brings two different types of Karbonis. So when you bring the Shemun, it says also it should be on the right. The Chura, if we have already the Pesukim, that the Shemun goes on the Mokum where the Dam is put, and by the Dam, it says clearly goes on the right hand, on the right thumb, so we know already the Shemin also should go on the right. So why is the Pesuk have to say again, Nochma, by the Shemin, to put it on Yemin? Like Rashi says, it's good, why it says, Abboyin two times, that's one's Lahach, Shet Stodim, and Liv Sol Stodim Stodim. But the word Yemonis, it says both by an Osher Oni, and an Osher, what do you have to have it for? So it says like this, Elo Rav Amar Rav. Rav says like this: Elo Amar Rav, Yad Yad leKemitza. That we need the extra word here, Yad, for Gzereshava to Kemitza. So Rashi says like this: Elo Amar Rav, really Leisol Amay Diavkin and Kemitza the smell Pasta Midrasha the Yav Smelus. Now we're being chayzer for what we said before. Before we came out, how do we know that Kemitza is possible with the left hand? Because it says four times the word smell over there. Davka here by a kind God would use the smell and no place else. Now we're being chayzer from that. Timken, if so, Yemonis, to Ben Shem and the Yosher, Ben Shem and the Analomli. As we learn now from over there, so why the Pesuk have the Chazer over here, Nochamo, and say by Shem and of the Mitzvah, to put it on his right? El rather, Yemonis to Shem and the Yosher, Lehu Drosh also. Rather, the reason, how do we know that by Kmitz it has to be done with the right hand? Learn it out from the extra word Yemonis that it says by the Shem and of the Mitzvah of an Osher. That's what Rav is saying now. El Omar Rava. Yad Yad the Kemitza says an extra time. Rashi says Ksiv b'mitzayru Osher Yodei Hayimonis. It says the Shemen we put on his right hand. Lo Yisra, we don't need it. Ksiv b'kemitza Yad. It says also by Kemitza to use your right hand. P'yamale Kapoy. So my Rashi says Ma Yad Mitzayru Yimonis. After Kemitza Yimonis, just like the Yad has to be on your right, or then the Kemitza also has to be on the right. That's how we know this. Now Rego. How come it says also, Rashi says, by the Shem and the Mitzvah Oshir, it says also on the right, so it's a Jerusha for Chalitza. Rashi was there, Rashi, with the Regera, the Ksiv Nami Bechalitza, the Chotza Nolam Yaragloi. So now Regu, the Mitzvah Yemonis, Av Chalitza Yemonis, so within Chalitza has to be done with the right foot. Oizen, Oizen, the Ritziah. Was there, Rashi says, the Shem and Oshir. It says by the Shem and Oshir also, of an Oshir, put it on the right, La Yitzvach. Is also medrash oizen as in the ritzia. The chsiv rot fadonim is also madim mitzori yemonis after ritzi yemonis. That's what the gzeres shav is for. Now, oizen as in the ritzia. Smolis lemai. Now, smolis lemai yosa. When it says in the pasuk here by smol, in other words, the kohen is supposed to take the shemen and put it on his left hand, left palm, and then he sticks his right hand to it. But it says he has to put it on his left palm. So how come the word says smolus? So Rashi says the first term that it says it, avadi b'nidid legufay. The teachers are not the right. The question, why does it say a second time for? By mitzvah osher, it says the second time for what purpose? Samar av shisha bread ravidi, lifsul yamin de koyin. By mitzvah, that a koyin is not allowed to pour it in his right palm. He bedafk has to pour it in his left. So it says a second time, it says likuva. One time is lemitzvah. And the second time is that if he does it in his right hand, it's possible. Because otherwise, Shaloi Taima do not say, Uma b'mokim shalom nisrab se smil. Nisrab se yamin, other places, the lachas we just had before, that if Dafka have to do it on the right palm, on the right thumb. So, madach was not nisrab the left. You could use the right. So I would have thought to say, maybe b'mokim shalom nisrab se smil. Hereby putting the shemen on the calf of the kohen, that you're supposed to put on his left hand. Ain't a din, isn't it a svar to say shenisrab siyamin? That he's also allowed to put it on his right if he wanted to. That's why it says the second time smil. He just know, but dafka smil and not yamin. V'idach smirlis. Why does it say a second time for a second time? In other words, it says by smirl of an oni. There's also by an oni a second time. The crane has to put on his left palm. So v'idach smirlis v'yad v'regu yamonis the oni l'ma yosa. What have all these things come from? Knows by mitzvah oni. Why does it have to say it over a second time again? That a second time use the left palm. And also, how come it says the yad in regu yamonis? We should learn it out from an Oshir. Samar says Likidatona the Rabbi Shmuel that called Parasha Shenemro Fenishnis, anything you learnt already one time and have to say it over a second time, Lenishnis Shalabishvil Domishnis Khavishbo. It's enough to repeat over the whole parasha a second time, as long as learning out one chiddush. There has to be one chiddush over here. So Rashi says Nishkhachbo, or Parashas on in Nishkadish, Korban Elo Biyurid, it's a chiddush here that he brings a Korban Elo Biyurid. So since it says this chiddush in the parasha of Mitzvah Oni, it has right to repeat all the chiddushim, the yad and regal and smirlus. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Omar Shem Melokish Komokim Shenem Etzpa Ukuhuna Ein Reli Min. Whenever the pasuk says the word Etzpa and a Koyin, that means you have to always put on in the right hand. Tomorrow thought to say Kusak Kudat Alhaviminu is Etzpa Ukuhuna Binim. That you have to have both, the parasha has to say these two things, Etzpa and Kuna. Kedach Siv, like Apostle says over here, V'lokach ha-koin mi-damachat is betzbo. The koin has to take with his finger. So it says the word koin, it says the word Etzpa. V'gom ha-mitzor, learn out from the mitzor. Dach Siv, v'tovol ha-koin es betzbo ha-yimonis. Says he has to use his right finger. Siv also, whoever says the word koin and Etzpa, it means yimin. So Mura says, but ha-rei kemitza, by the parasha of kemitza v'mincho, the like Sivbo Elo Kuna, it only says the word Kuna. Utanana now Mishnah says Komas Bismel Posel. So who you see, you don't have to have both Kuna and Etzpa, it's not just say the word Kain. So my Rav Taka says yes. Oy Etzpa Kuna. What he meant to say is either one of the two is a proof. The Torah writes the word Kain or the Torah writes the word Etzpa, either one of them, Taka Minjamin. Omalaya Bayas Abaya says back, Hare Haleche Sevorim Lekeves. When you're carrying the Evor and the pieces of meat of a korban to the keves, the Yechsiv, it says by them the word kuna. The Yechsiv, it says in the parasha, v'hikru v'akorin es ha-kola mizbecho. The korin has to bring everything onto the mizbeach. And the Yom Amar, we learned, what does this go on? Zu helecha es evorim lekeves. Like, you have to burn the emurim, burn the pieces of meat that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's carrying up the pieces of meat, the fats, or the korban erlo, all the meat, up to the plank. So that's this avoid of halachas evarim, and it says the word kuna. Utanan we learned haregel shel yamin b'smoil, like the right foot they carry on the left side. So Rashi brings down mesech the tome b'halachas evarim haregel shel yamin haymelach b'smoil. When they brought the evarim of the korban atome, that's the way they used to carry it to the mizbeach. Ubeis erev halachutz, the beis erev was sticking outside. So who is even though it says the word kuna here? If they use the left, they use the left hand to carry it. You don't have to use yamin. So my answer is ki yamin oyetz by kuna v'dava hamakav kapara. When do I say that either etzba or the word kuna means dafka the yamin? That's on an avoida. That's makiv. That if you don't do the avoid, you do not have the kapara. But over here, burning the evorim, the halachas evorim to the mizbech is not makiv. Even if you don't burn the evorim at all, still you have your kapara. So since these things are not makiv to kaporo, therefore you don't have to have yimin. Fred Gemar v'rei kabolo, by kabolo sadam, dover makiv kaporo, it's something that's makiv to kaporo. Without a kabolo sadam, there's no zriko. V'chsiv be'kuna, and the pasuk says kuna, t'chsiv hikra b'nei Aaron HaKohen, emes sadam, and we dash mizu kabolo sadam. U'tanan, and we learned, kibul b'smol, let's say the Kohen made the kabolo sadam is left in, is possible. But Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. So it's kosher in Rabbi Shimon. It says the word kuna. And it's in an avoid that's makiv to kapara. So how can it be likuva? So how can it be besmel kosher? So Moshe says the Rabbi Shimon, come, they're talking about according to Rabbi Shimon, shita enechnami. Rabbi Shimon, tati boy. According to Rabbi Shimon, when does it have to be bedavk with yamin? If it says two things, kun and etzpa. If it only says either one of them, is lavdavk, it has to be yamin likuva. Fred Gemara, is that true? Me boy Reb Shimon Tata, Reb Shimon has to have both. Etzpa and the word kuna. But Tanya learned like this. Reb Shimon says, that Komokrim Shenemri Yavnam says the word Yad, Ein Uveli Yemin. It only means the word Yemin. And Etzpa, whenever the post says the word Etzpa, Ein Uveli Yemin. So Rabbi Shimon says clearly either one of them means Yemin. So Luchura, how come over here, by Kabbalah Saddam, that says the word Kuna, how come he doesn't know Zlikuva to have the right hand? How come he says if you make a Kabbalah besmirl, still it's kosher? So the answer is like this, true. That etzpa loy boy kuna. If the pasuk says the word etzpa, then even without the word kuna kain, it also means likuva the right. But kuna boy etzpa. But even though it says the word kuna, that in itself does not mean yamin. It has to be etzpa also. Samur says if so, well, look, if we hold etzpa alone is enough, so ela kain lomali. Why does the pasuk have to say the word kain? If it says the word etzpa, and that means likuva yamin, so what do you have to have the word kain for? Samur says bikuna means to say the kain means. He has to be wearing his big day kuna. Smurah says, but by Rei Zrika, in the parasha of Zrika Saddam, Lechsiv Be Elo Kuna, only says the word kuna by Zrika. With Tanan, we learn Zorak Bismail Pussel, and Vle Polak Rabbi Shimon. Shimon doesn't argue over here. Mashma Rabbi Shimon also agrees that Bismail, it's Pussel. It only says the word kuna. Some Rabbi, Yabai says, no, I'll tell you, please give a brisa, and Rabbi Shimon takes on a brisa. He doesn't argue in the Mishnah, but he argues in the Brisa. The Tani we learned. Kibble Bismail Pussel. Rabbi Shimon Machshir is very good since it says the word kuna. According to Rabbi Shimon, kuna by itself does not mean yamin. You have to have etzpa. Now, Zorak Bismail Pussel. And Rabbi Shimon Machshir says that clearly even by his weak rules, but the effort of Rabbi Shimon is Machshir Bismail. For the Mel El Savi Elohod Yomarova Yad Yad Kmitza Lomali. What if I have to have the word Yad Yeller now from Kmitza? They say the kemitzah has to be done with the right hand. Mikuna nafka says the word kain by kemitzah. So from that alone, according to Rabbanan, I know it means yamin. So I don't have to have a zera shava yad yad for. And Mara says, true, chad lekoimitz v'chad lekiddush koimitz. One is for the kemitzah itself that you have to do with the right hand, and one is for the kiddush hakoimitz. Now when you, after you make the kemitzah, when you put into a klishoris, that also has to be done with the right hand. So Mara says, up with the Rabbi Shimon, leiboy kiddush koimitz. He also don't have to have the kiddush kaimitz. Olaman the yom anami the boy kiddush kaimitz. The Rabbi Shimon over smol achshuri machshir. And if you hold, you do have to have it. But still, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could make a kiddush kaimitz after you make the kmitz to put into the kli. You could use your left hand still as kosher. If so, yad yad the rabba lomeli. And so, what do I need the exegzera shav of yad yad for? That's it. You have to have kuna. I know and that you have to have yamin by kmitz. It says the word kuna. So what do I, and Kiddush Kli does not need Yemin. So what do I need Gzera Shava Yad Yad for? Ila Kmitza Gufali with the Rabbi Shimon with the Hudibi. Yeah, if you want to talk about the Kmitza itself, Ila Kmitza said the Kmitza has to be done with the right hand. Ali with the Rabbi, according to Rabbi Shimon with the Yehuda bread of Chia Nafka. Rabbi Shimon learned it out from Yehuda bread of Chia Drosha. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda bread of Chia. My time with the Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he says the Kmitza has to be done by Yemin? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Kedoshim Hi. Says that a mincha is a Kodesh Kedoshim, Kechatis Sukoshim, there's love like a Korb Mechadosh, there's love like a Korb Mechatos and a Korb Mechadoshim. What does that mean to say? Bol Yoiv the Biyad, Oiv the Yemin. If you want to do it with your hand, you have to use your right hand. Kechatis like a Korb Mechatos. Bol Yoiv the Kli, if you want to do it with the Kli though, Oiv the Bismol Kekoshim, then you're allowed to use your left like an Oshim. Rashi says, Bol Yoiv the Biyad means like Kiddish Kremis, but you don't want to put it into a Kli. Elokomach, you want to make the kmitza, make a halacha, and burn it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you could do that. But then all has to be done on the right hand. That's halacha of a chatis. But if you want to make a kiddush hakoymitz, you want to put into a kli, then Rashi says that you could do even with your left hand. Learn off an osham mitzvah with a siv bei smil. So Rashi says, Alma midaskish lechatis, miocha nafka, lechol avodis minchus, and also biyad yamin, bina, viyad yad lomali. It's such a chash, according to Rabbi Shimon, what do I need to gzera shav yad yad for? I know it has to be done by Yemin for this Gzeresh Kosev of Kodesh Kadosh to make a Chatis. So Mora says, L'nitzuchu el l'koim it's the Minchas Chayta. The Chiddush is by the Kemitz of the Minchas Chayta. Over here, Sarko, that I thought to say, Hoyu v'yom Rabbi Shimon, Shlo yehe Kabona Mehudor, Rabbi Shimon says a Svara, that Korban doesn't have to be Mehudor, by Minchas Chayta, you don't have to have Shemin, you don't have Levoino, you saw what I thought to say, you also call me, it's like, now maybe smell, it's chasher, to make a kmitza with your left hand, also should be kosher, since it doesn't have to be the hidur, this kasher, kamash mulon, That's when the dex is zera shava yad yad. Lekmitza, according to Rabbi Shimon, teach us that minchas chayta, even though it doesn't have to look nice, you don't have to have any shema there, and then in levoina there, for a kopon of the kmitza has to be done biyad yamin. We do it biyad smol, it'll be possible. Then it says in the Mishnah, komas biola biyodai, many kmitza came into it, a tsaror, a pebble, a garga melech, or a karit levoina is possible. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next time.